31 Bible quotes about God the Father. God is love. Dear friends, let us love one another, because love is from God, and everyone who loves has been fathered by God and knows God. The person who does not love does not know God, because God is love. By this, the love of God is revealed in us, that God has sent his one and only Son into the world so that we may live through him. And this is love, not that we have loved God, but that he loved us and sent his Son to be the atoning sacrifice for our sins. God is light, and God is forgiving. Now this is the gospel message we have heard from him and announced to you. God is light, and in him there is no darkness at all. If we say we have fellowship with him and yet keep on walking in the darkness, we are lying and not practicing the truth. But if we walk in the light, as he himself is in the light, we have fellowship with one another, and the blood of Jesus, his Son, cleanses us from all sin. If we say we do not bear the guilt of sin, we are deceiving ourselves, and the truth is not in us. But if we confess our sins, he is faithful and righteous, forgiving us our sins and cleansing us from all unrighteousness. If we say we have not sinned, we make him a liar, and his word is not in us. God is the creator. In the beginning, God created the heavens and the earth. God judges no one. Furthermore, the Father does not judge anyone, but has assigned all judgment to the Son, so that all people will honor the Son, just as they honor the Father. The one who does not honor the Son does not honor the Father who sent him. I tell you the solemn truth, the one who hears my message and believes the one who sent me has eternal life and will not be condemned, but has crossed over from death to life. The Father is greater than Jesus. You heard me say to you, I am going away and I am coming back to you. If you loved me, you would be glad that I am going to the Father, because the Father is greater than I am. The angels belong to the Father. The one who conquers will be dressed like them in white clothing, and I will never erase his name from the book of life, but will declare his name before my Father and before his angels. The Father does not forget us. Can a woman forget her baby who nurses at her breast? Can she withhold compassion from the child she has born? Even if mothers were to forget, I could never forget you. Our walls are constantly before the Father. Look, I have inscribed your name on my palms. Your walls are constantly before me. The Father loves the world. For this is the way of God loved the world. He gave his one and only Son, so that everyone who believes in him will not perish, but have eternal life. For God did not send his Son into the world to condemn the world, but that the world should be saved through him. The one who believes in him is not condemned. The one who does not believe has been condemned already, because he has not believed in the name of the one and only Son of God. God condemned sin in the flesh of man. For God achieved what the law could not do because it was weakened through the flesh, by sending his own Son in the likeness of sinful flesh and concerning sin. He condemned sin in the flesh so that the righteous requirement of the law may be fulfilled in us, who do not walk according to the flesh, but according to the Spirit. The Holy Spirit goes out from the Father. When the Advocate comes, whom I will send you from the Father, the Spirit of truth, who goes out from the Father, he will testify about me. And you also will testify, because you have been with me from the beginning. The Father has a form, and the Father who sent me has himself testified about me. You people have never heard his voice, nor seen his form at any time, nor do you have his word residing in you, because you do not believe the one whom he sent. The Father wants all people to be saved. Such prayer for all is good and welcome before God, our Savior, since he wants all people to be saved and to come to a knowledge of the truth. The one who hates Jesus hates the Father too. The one who hates me hates my Father too. Jesus always did what pleased the Father. Then Jesus said, "When you lift up the Son of Man, then you will know that I am he, and I do nothing on my own initiative, but I speak just what the Father taught me, and the one who sent me is with me. He has not left me alone, because I always do things that please him." While he was saying these things, many people believed in him. Jesus is the radiance of the Father's glory and the representation of his essence. In these last days, he has spoken to us in the Son, whom he appointed heir of all things, and through whom he created the world. The Son is the radiance of his glory and the representation of his essence, and he sustains all things by his powerful word. And so when he has accomplished cleansing for sins, he sat down at the right hand of the Majesty on high. Thus he became so far better than the angels, as he has inherited a name superior to theirs. Jesus and the Father are one. The Father and I are one. The Father will give us whatever we ask in the name of Jesus when we. You are my friends. If you do what I command you, I no longer call you slaves, because a slave does not understand what his master is doing. But I have called you friends, because I have revealed to you everything I heard from my Father. You did not choose me, but I chose you and appointed you to go and bear fruit, fruit that remains, so that whatever you ask the Father in my name, he will give you. This I command you, to love one another. Everyone whom the Father gives to Jesus, Jesus will never send away. Everyone whom the Father gives me will come to me, and the one who comes to me, I will never send away. The Father is the gardener. I am the true vine, and my Father is the gardener. He takes away every branch that does not bear fruit in me. He prunes every branch that bears fruit so that it will bear more fruit. You are clean already because of the word that I have spoken to you. Remain in me, and I will remain in you. Just as a branch cannot bear fruit by itself unless it remains in the vine, so neither can you unless you remain in me. The will of the Father. For this is the will of my Father, for everyone who looks on the Son and believes in him to have eternal life, and I will raise him up at the last day. The Father loves those who love Jesus and believe that he came from God. For the Father himself loves you because you have loved me and have believed that I came from God. All generous giving is from the Father. All generous giving and every perfect gift is from above, coming down from the Father of lights, with whom there is no variation of the slightest hint of change. The Father has shown us great love. See what sort of love the Father has given to us, that we should be called God's children. And indeed we are. For this reason, the world does not know us, because it did not know him. The Father judges impartially. And if you address as Father the one who impartially judges according to each one's work, live out the time of your temporary residence here in reverence. The Father accepts our complaint. How long, Lord, will you continue to ignore me? How long will you pay no attention to me? How long must I worry and suffer in broad daylight? How long will my enemy gloat over me? Look at me. Answer me. O Lord my God, revive me or else I will die. Then my enemy will say, I have defeated him. Then my foes will rejoice because I am shaken. But I trust in your faithfulness. May I rejoice because of your deliverance. I will sing praises to the Lord when he vindicates me. The Father hates evil. For I, the Lord, love justice and hate robbery and sin. I will repay them because of my faithfulness. I will make a permanent covenant with them. The Father is near to the discouraged and humiliated. For this is what the High and Exalted One says. The one who rules forever, whose name is holy, I dwell in the exalted and holy place, but also with the discouraged and humiliated, in order to cheer up the humiliated and to encourage the discouraged. God's covenant with Abraham. The Lord said to him,
I am the Lord who brought you out from your of the Chaldeans to give you this land to possess. But Abraham said, O sovereign Lord, by what can I know that I am to possess it? The Lord said to him, take for me a heifer, a goat, and a ram, each 3 years old, along with a dove and a young pigeon. So Abraham took all these from him and then cut them in two and placed each half opposite the other. But he did not cut the birds in half. When birds of prey came down on the carcasses, Abram drove them away. When the sun went down, Abram fell sound asleep, and great terror overwhelmed him. Then the Lord said to Abram, know for certain that your descendants will be strangers in a foreign country. They will be enslaved and oppressed for 400 years, but I will execute judgment on the nation that they will serve. Afterward, they will come out with many possessions, but as for you, you will go to your ancestors in peace and be buried at a good old age. In the fourth generation, your descendants will return here, for the sin of the Amorites has not yet reached its limit. When the sun had gone down and it was dark, a smoking firepot with a flaming torch passed between the animal parts. Everything that the Father has belongs to Jesus. I have many more things to say to you, but you cannot bear them now. But when He, the Spirit of truth, comes, He will guide you into all truth. For He will not speak on His own authority, but will speak whatever He hears and will tell you what is to come. He will glorify Me because He will receive from Me what is Mine and will tell it to you. Everything that the Father has is Mine. That is why I said the Spirit will receive from Me what is Mine and will tell it to you. God of all comfort, blessed is the God and Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, the Father of mercies and God of all comfort, who comforts us in all our troubles, so that we may be able to comfort those experiencing any trouble with the comfort with which we ourselves are comforted by God. For just as sufferings of Christ overflow towards us, so also our comfort through Christ overflows to you. But if we are afflicted, it is for your comfort and salvation. If we are comforted, it is for your comfort that you experience in your patient endurance of the same sufferings that we also suffer. And our hope for you is steadfast, because we know that as you share in our sufferings, so also you will share in our comfort. For we do not want you to be unaware, brothers and sisters, regarding the affliction that happened to us in the province of Asia, that we were burdened excessively beyond our strength, so that we despaired even of living. Indeed, we felt as if the sentence of death had been passed against us, so that we would not trust in ourselves but in God, who raises the dead. He delivered us from so great a risk of death, and he will deliver us. We have set our hope on him, that he will deliver us yet again. As you also join in helping us by prayer, so that many people may give thanks to God on our behalf for the gracious gift given to us through the help of many.